Okay, so Avinasa, we are ready. So we are going to start the English Dhamma discussion.
Okay.
We were discussing Devata Sangyutta in the Sangyutta Nikaya, connected discourses of the Buddha. And now we have reached the Santivagga, and there are also a very popular sutta that we need to discuss today. So that is called the Jata Sutta. So I read the Pali verse, and then I'll invite Venerable Dhamma Alankara to read the Sinhala translation and Venerable Dhammosada to read the English translation provided by Bhikkhu Bodhi. So Jata Sutta. While Buddha was at Savattiyam, Ekamantang Tithakosa Devata Bhagavantang Gathaya Ajjabhasi Anto Jata Bahijata Jataya Jatita Paja Tantang Gotama Pucchami Ko Imang Vijataye Jatanti. Budrayan Vahanse Bhagava Sile patitthaya naro sapanyo chittang panyancha bhavayang. Athapi nipako bhikkhu so imang vijataye jatanti. Yesang rago cha doso cha avijja cha virajita khinasava arahanto tesang vijatita jata. Yatta namancha rupancha asesang uparujjati patigang rupa sanyacha ettesa chijjate jatati. Yeah, maybe single translation we'll first hear.
අවසරයි ස්වාමීන් වහන්ස. සංයුත්ත නිකාය සඝාතන වග්ගය
සඝාතක
සඝාත
හරි
වග්ග සම්ති වග්ගය ජටා සූත්‍රය. සවැත් නුවර එක්පසක සිටි ඒ දෙවිතමේ භාග්‍යවතුන් වහන්සේට ගාථායෙන් කිය. ඇතුළත අවුල්ය, පිටත අවුල්ය, සත්ව ප්‍රජාව අවුලෙන් වෙළුණීය. එහෙයින් ගෞතමයන් වහන්ස කවරෙක් මේ අවුල නිරවුල් කරන්නේදැයි එකරුණ පුළුවුස්මි. භගවත්තු, පිළිසඳ නුවණ ඇති, කෙලෙස් තවන වෙර ඇති, තීරණ ප්‍රඥායෙන් යුත් සසර බිය දක්නා සුළු ඒ සත්ත්වයෙමේ සීලේහි පිහිටා සමාධිය හා ප්‍රඥාව වඩමින් මේ අවුල නිරවුල් කරන්නේයි. යම් කෙනෙකුන් විසින් රාගයත්, ද්වේෂයත්, අවිද්‍යාවත් දුරුකරන ලද්දාහුද ඔහු ශීනාශ්‍රව රහත්හුය. ඔවුන් විසින් තෘෂ්ණා නමැති අවුල නිරවුල් කරන ලදි. යම් තැනක නාමයත්, රූපයත්, ප්‍රතිගයත්, රූප සංඥාවත් නිරවශේෂයෙන් නිරුද්ධ වෙද්ද මෙහි මේ තෘෂ්ණා නමැති අවුල සිඳෙයි.
අවසයි ස්වාමීන් වහන්සේ. This English translation, the name for this verse is called Tangle, T-A-N-G-L-E, Tangle. And it reads, a tangle inside, a tangle outside. This generation is entangled in a tangle. I ask you this, O Gotama, who can disentangle this tangle? And the Buddha replies, a man established on virtue, wise, developing the mind and wisdom, a bhikkhu, ardent and discreet, he can disentangle this tangle.
The other was also the whole thing.
Next stanza. Those for whom lust and hatred, along with ignorance, have been expunged, the arahants with taints destroyed, for them the tangle is disentangled. Where name and form ceases, stops without remainder, and also impingement and perception of form, it is here this tangle is cut.
Osarai Savinhansa, hope you are with us.
This verse is so important. Venerable Buddha Ghosa came to Sri Lanka, hopefully from India, and Mahavihara Bhikkhus tested him and asked him to study and asked him to write a dissertation based on this first stanza. Sile patitaya naro sapanyo
chittampanya
jataya jatta paja. So that is what the thick volume of Visuddhimagga came into being. But giving a commentary on this commentary, Jnanananda says, the reply of the Buddha, the first verse is well treated. But the second and third stanzas, leading to very deep, layers, never been mentioned in the Visuddhimagga. And in Nivani Nivima, the cessation of cessation, he tried to take us further from the Visuddhimagga, through Visuddhimagga to the other two stanzas. And he has spent, I think, chapters on that, how much important is the total answer rather than the early part. Early part may be better in better for the beginners and in the linear relationships. But to the latter, the balance stanzas leading to very high matrix. So therefore, this is, as mentioned, it's a very important sutta, and Theravadins are very, very highly specialized. Due to this first, the question and the first answer, so therefore Visuddhimagga is a rather comprehensive answer. But second and third verse are the depth, understanding the Visuddhimagga preliminaries and then go down. And many, many other deep suttas, sutta nipata, etc., giving some clues how to sort it out. And when I was in Burma, they are very highly recommend this Visuddhimagga. And they have sub-commentary that is compulsory for the master teachers. And therefore, they are very well versed. And the commentary and sub-commentaries, a lot of incidents happening in Sri Lanka. And then all the Burmese educated monks are aware of Sri Lankan history, values, and consider Sri Lanka as the Mecca for the Muslims. Everyone wished to come to Sri Lanka because it is indicating how the villages develop, their naming and their ruins and other kind of thing. Very well. We in Sri Lanka, we have no much, that much understanding. And he, Pandita Sayadu says, Sile Patitaya Narosa Panyo. That's the first time it is mentioned about the Panya. Sapanyo means the person with knowledge. Chittam Panyancha Bhavyam. The second verse also have the calm meditation and the wisdom. That's also Panya is mentioned. Atapi Nipako Bhikkhu. Nipako means also a pragmatic and knowledge. It's a rather practical. So it is three kinds of Panya is being mentioned. But Visuddhimagga fairly give us kind of a definition but not dealt very well. So therefore, in education, of course, we are dealing with one part, but not the other. And in other warfares and other cases, maybe Nipaka Panya, it is the pragmatic knowledge or impromptu understanding or power of without, power of thinking without thinking. These things are being explained, but never geared to Nibbana. So therefore, whenever we are reading Visuddhimagga or the Sutta, what kind of Panya we are promoting, what kind of progress we are getting, and how that can be comprehensive and completed with other shades of meanings. So therefore, it's a lifelong journey, the learning itself. But when all the three come together, you develop your own inferential knowledge, your own deductive knowledge, and that is highly based upon the theory, but according to your temperaments, according to your directed dispositions, according to your underlying tendencies. So you have to understand its limitations. But it is a halfway product. With that only, we can go for Bhavanamaya Panya, or the practical part, inside meditation, and then only the theory, the support and backing from the theory, and the support and the backing from the inferential knowledge, you understand under your very nose. This is how when you are talking to others, But this is how when you understand under your very nose, here and now. So that is the way it is culminating. Come to the peak. So therefore, we are on the process. And I wish to indicate, we are fairly advanced. We are fairly advanced. We have enough theory for the practical side, for the meditation. We have our own inferential knowledge. So lacking part may be practice. And there are also not much of trying. Trying means just put undisciplined energy. Striving means energy is directed to Nibbana. That is called Paitatto Viharati, aiming at Nibbana. So that is how we get refined, we get reformed, evolution takes place, and the backbone is happening to a person, the personality happens. So therefore this sutta is covering all the aspects. With that remark, I'll stop for the moment to listen to the others' views.
My Swaminansa, as Lokusanase has mentioned, and also Katukurunde Thero has highlighted. So the last verse, for example, Yatta Namancha Rupancha Asesang Uparujyati. So this part itself has I feel it has a very deep meaning, where the Nama Rupa has completely abandoned, completely let go of. So this may be fairly an advanced stage where if we consider the Patisamuppada, say Vijnana Nama Rupa, that duality, that interrelationship one has to properly understand, then maybe there may be a state where the mind does not entertain any kind of a name and form. So the mind become empty, mind become unestablished. So this, as Lokusanase has mentioned, I don't know to what extent this is explained in the Visuddhi Magga, but we being fortunate to hear it from Katukurunde Jnananda Thero, because he highlighted that Vijnana Nama Rupa, that relationship, actually that is first I heard from him, not from the Visuddhi Magga. So probably Lokusanase can little bit explain that last verse, where the Nama Rupa becomes completely abandoned from the Vijnana, or there is that link has been broken.
Namancha Rupa Patika Sanya Mukadda Rupancha
Yatta Namancha
Sanya.
Yatta Namancha Rupancha Asesang Uparujyati Patigang Rupa Sanyacha Ethe Sa Chijjati.
Patigang Rupa Sanyacha. The Patiga and Rupa Sanya, that's a two limbs in contact. Contact has two limbs. Mahanidana Sutta, Buddha mentioned it's very deep, in deep, and whenever Jnananda is the first time, took it us to our arena, and Adivachana Sampasa, Patiga Sampasa. The Patigang means Patiga Sampasa, how the Patiga, the contact, is connected with the Pasa. And Adivachana is the nomenclature or the definition, Rupa Sanya. So these two, when it come together, contact performs. To contact to happen, Rupa or Nama, one part is not enough. And that also based upon the Sampasa, Adivachana Sampasa, Patika Sampasa, Linga Nimiti Uddesa Akara. Linga Nimitta Akara is the physical format. It's called Akara, Santana, Akara Panyati, Santana Panyati, Sabaha Panyati. That's Akara, the Sabaha. Starting point is just an image. That is to say, a film, still camera. We are get a snapshot of the cross section. It gives fairly better than any talk. But if you are doing video, you can see these figures are behaving in such a manner. That's called manner. Santana Panyati, the shape, and then Akara Panyati is the manner. So this is how silent films change into the audiovisual, and audiovisuals are very, very dramatic. So likewise, we are developing the relationship with the object, not only the shape, but only the manner. But that come to the peak by understanding the natural characteristic of the thing, still furtherance. The natural characteristic is common for all the material, the beginning, the middle, and the end. That kind of changes happen for the beginners in the meditation, so we are emphasizing the shape. But the shape of left leg, the right leg, and the in-breath, out-breath. And while keep on practicing, how does it change into different manners and different change in behaviors? And ultimately, whether you are sitting or walking or whatever may be, exactly the same flux. So that kind of a thing in the Nidana Sutta, Linga Uddesa, Linga Nimitti, Akara Uddesa. Uddesa is when it is reductionism, when that action is isolated, what is the name? How can you separate it from the others? That's a definition. So these four characters are the decisive factors for the undeveloped mind. So when these characters are recognized and the meditation keep on practicing, it says the linga, the shape is always changing. Akara is give rise to another akara. And natural characteristics, that particular object is yet another piece, but it is in the common system, insignificant. Everything is having the beginning, the middle, and the end phenomena. So likewise, more you go deep into zoom in, you can see everything is in the modern technology, scientific language, the subatomic particle, whether it's a male or female, whether living or non-living, whether liking or disliking, subatomic particle is equal. So then, there's no God particle. There's no Hebron particle. There's the creator particle. So present day, they are very much searching in the CERN and other big laboratories, the God particle, the Hebron particle, the creator. So it is not there. And whenever the creator God, Almighty God is not there, his creature is not there. The creator, created creature, or the individual soul. So therefore, it is a rumor, those who understood this kind of a quantum mechanism and come back to the base, they committed suicide. But they have nothing to teach others. They understand what I am teaching is a fabrication. Nothing. So therefore, Newtonian physics, you have very big scientific world, three-dimensional world, but it is evolving. It happened during our lifetime. That's a lucky thing. But when someone says, I know quantum, that means he do not know the quantum. Because quantum don't give any patitta, the base. Quantum physics won't give any example. Apatitta, anarangana. So therefore, quantum physics cannot have any philosophy. All the philosophies are destroyed. So likewise, that last stanza is not talking about the sila patittaya. Sila is the basic tenet of the ethical rights, ethical responsibilities. But whenever nama rupa lost or worn out, or patikang rupa sanyacha, you understand they are fabricated by akara, linga, nimiti, uddesa. You see, these things are what you project upon the phenomena, rather than phenomena is impinging upon your eye sensitivity, ear sensitivity. So whenever that happens, ultimately it comes to the manubhubbangama dhamma. Mind is the forerunner, everything is mind-made. So it appears like mystic. It won't go with science. So therefore, present-day science is talking about the mind science. Mind science is no science. With René Descartes mentioned, ergo cogito sum. And he says, matter is to the scientist and the mind is to the church. Now, the scientist has to go and see, but they will see it when they probe into Buddhism. Buddhist teachings is well explained 2600 years ago. But whenever the quantum physics fractional understanding happens, maximum it is 140 years. And came into the media only 50 to 60 years ago. And during that evolution only, we were observing, we were witnessing the world. So therefore this stanza, starting with sila, something ethical, at ending up with leading to no boundaries. Namarupa, not only boundaries, Namarupa itself ceases to exist. And the contact split into Patiga and Rupa Sanya, that also you find it's a fabrication. That means you are Patiga, you imposed. So therefore, everything happened after the contact, but that contact happened because of your likings and dislikes. Sometimes, in the Sammaditti Sutta, it says contact is followed by Vedana Sanya Chetana. But commentary says, Vedana Sanya Chetana happened after contact. So this is in a parabolic, in a the puzzle situation, you have to understand before and after both you have Vedana Sanya Chetana. So people usually accept something must be contact, then only you can see the feeling and the perception and the volition. But in very deep, Buddha says, Vedana Sanya Chetana, contact, the feeling, perception and volition is the root cause for contact to happen. Contact is at least 50% of fabrication. If your mind is well contented and happy, world is very contented and happy. If the mind is depressed and mind is bored, whole world is bored. So what the politicians can do? So they are not going up to that level. But you see how much the politics are important in our day-to-day life? Simple fact. Simple fact, we being a social being. It's a curse. Understand it, you have to be isolated. You must be unto yourself. Of course, you must be fairly good in social ethics. That's why ethics are important. But when Namarupa level happen, even your individual self, soul, also under question. For that, the Buddha recommend go to the forest, living under a tree, and go to a solitude place. But that is very difficult. It is not sellable item in the present day media. They are talking about gathering, mass media, and the factory product, equal product in billions, and multi-billion companies, multinational companies, but ultimately they become the representative of Mara, representative of Mafia. So individual can't fight with them, but individual can give a silent revolution, be unto yourself. Then only you can go up to, at least up to the Namarupa level, and that also how much is a fabrication, or how much concrete material available in the world, or you create the material world, three-dimensional world, according to your likings and disliking. So this is the turning point. This is the evolution in the humankind. So that most of these ideas and influential knowledge, I got it from Venerable Jnanananda, and he has taken enough time for this sutta. So if anyone is interested in probing into that, please better go to Nivane Nivima, and there he has given enough explanation. That's all I can tell for the moment.
Hey, Swamin Nansa, Kumar, are there any other questions? There are no questions from our side. Also, do you have anything?
Asrai Bante, there are two from this side.
Right.
Mahesha and Vimal Disanayaka.
Right. Then probably we can give them the chance, yes.
Okay, Bante. Mahesha, you can talk.
Avasarai Swamin, no, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Yes.
This is actually about the limit of the people getting into the Zoom. I actually made a request saying that I'm happy to, you know, contribute if we can get the next level of 250 participants. I actually got an answer saying that someone else has been actually created this Zoom, so they will look into it. So I'm more than happy to increase it because I also once actually opt out because the limit of 100 was reached. So that's actually what I wanted to say. It's a great help, I think, for everyone, especially in Sri Lanka. People are opt out because of the Wi-Fi or connection problems. So that's what I want to say. If it's possible to go for the next level of the capacity of the Zoom.
Maybe Kumara can answer that, yeah.
Yes, Bante. Actually, this is subscribed at the moment. This is actually the Kamal from Brisbane, his account actually, so what we are using. So we discussed last week on this matter, and we were just talking about that one. Like, you know, at the moment, whenever that Loku Swaminathanse live in for overseas, so this participants will be dropping down. So at the moment, it's a temporary issue, like.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we were discussing. Anyway, I will talk with him again, and we will try to do that.
Yeah. And the other thing is that the mix availability of the MixLR, since MixLR also parallelly running, so anyone being dropped, they can easily join with the MixLR probably, and we can give some indication maybe in the Zoom as the say the when we are joining with this particular meeting, probably if you can show a particular message, in case you are not being admitted, please join with MixLR. Okay, this is the this is the web link or something like that. Then that might be easy.
Yeah. That's what actually I did today, Bante. I put them on the waiting,
right.
And I put the message, please join on MixLR.
Right.
I think that message only came into these participants, and they must have thought that the Zoom is creating that message, sort of.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I have given clearly that the link and all these things to join that into the MixLR if they cannot get into this Zoom.
Okay.
Only thing is, in the MixLR, you can't respond back.
Yes.
You can only get it. And so therefore, exactly. if you wish to join, you have to join early.
Exactly.
For the moment, 100 share is good. But still, if there is an invitation, we must take it as an offer and endowment by thanking the Daika, and we will be doing the best. I think Kumar is really understanding the situation. Thank you.
Yes, Bante. I will talk with Kamal also and let them know that, Bante.
Yeah.
Swaminas Avasarai, we can direct people to log in through website, and there is a live listening options and through the MixLR, and if we can direct them to the website link or then people can log in easily, because I think some people can log in directly from the MixLR app, and otherwise our website also directly listen. That's what I want to tell.
Yes, that's what we have done, that Bante. I have given that link also, and at the same time, the normal message that we are sending every day, that also we have given that link. So,
okay.
So that is how it is now. Anyway, we will try to sort this out.
Good, good. So then we'll get into the next question, maybe to Vimal.
Yeah, from Vimal. Yeah. Mr. Vimal, you can talk.
Yeah, Avasarai Loku Swaminathanse. Actually, as I listen this basic root course, I mean the Vijnana is hooked up with the Namarupa. Namarupa has two aspects. One is Patika Sampasa and other is Adivajana Sampasa. Patika Sampasa, what I understood, is the basic four elements made up with, earth element, Satramaha Bhuta. And then how the Nama, Adivachana Sampasa, how you feel about that, and then the sign and all. So if, sometime I caught up with Patika Sampasa again try to change. I mean, the appearance will change in that. So that is the change in nature itself in the Nama Rupa. It sort of, you know, the survival or the what we call a whirlpool sort of aspect. That is what, you know, my idea is about, my understanding about that. If more about that, elaborate much merit.
You have to check with the Patika Sampasa, it is Rupa, Atra Mahabhuta, Ho, Nama. That's very well explained by Venerable Jnanananda. We rush to the decision, Patika is Rupa, Adivachana is Nama. But Adivachana Sampasa, Patika Sampasa, Adivirao. And if you read Mahanidhana Sutta, Venerable Vikubodhi has given different four names, Jnanananda has given different four names, and other people, they have given Akara Linga Nimiti Uddesa, different names. And what does it mean by Patika Sampasa? Given into English by different shades of meaning. So, for the moment, I found that everything is being considered by Venerable Jnanananda, and his consideration is fairly wide. But Patika does not mean Rupa. Adivachana does not mean Nama. Rather, other way around, that is the point that Tupsi Turvidam can happen. Otherwise, in a linear way of thinking, we think Patika is Rupa, Adivachana is Nama, but please check with the basic resource, basic quotation.
What I remember is that Nama is having the potential to grab the qualities of Rupa. And that is called Adivachana Sampasa, or rather Patika Sampasa. Adivachana Sampasa means Rupa is having the potential to grab the qualities of Nama. And that is...
No, naming. This is not the other one. Ananyata.
Yeah.
So therefore, the Adivachana, more access to the Rupa.
Yeah.
Patika is... the different contact has different nomenclature. Spatavyapotejo, pleasant, unpleasant, all these things. So therefore, Pasa is not, some people argue, Pasa is not Nama Dharma, Pasa is a Rupa Dharma.
Yeah.
Pasa is not a Chaitasika.
Yeah.
Chaitasika means Nama Dharma.
Yeah.
So that, there so much so, Venerable Ananda and the Buddha discuss about that. And Venerable Ananda is correctly answering, and ultimately giving the Buddha to reveal how it happens at the mind door, at the organs door, whether outside world exists or outside world is a projection of the mind. And when it is happening on the spot, you can apply the theory. But if you are delayed, unmindful, if you are negligence, you get caught up. So that is like a magic of the mind. So therefore, you have to listen first. There the discrimination can happen. You cannot grasp everything. And then the rational thinking, deductive knowledge must happen. And then one day, you will see something, not to see it, but to see the seeing mechanism. How the seeing is happen. How the hearing is happen. And the seeing is the most trickiest because it's full of defilements. And then the ear, then the nose, then the tongue. The easiest point the Buddha found with the body. That contact is very direct rather than the very complexities. So that is why Kayanupassana come in first, and you start with Rupa and naming the Rupa called Manasikara, rising as rising, falling as falling. In-breath as in-breath, out-breath as out-breath. So after a while you are fixed, in-breath is not out-breath, out-breath is not in-breath. Actually, under your very nose, in-breath and out-breath become equal. Then your nomenclature completely upset and you become nauseating. You become vomitish and your linear education become full of challenges. So you won't proceed. unless otherwise you participate this kind of a discussion and have that prepared mind. And even with that prepared mind, even you are on the spot, it will take so much of trial and error. Then only it will can happen. So we can deliver a talk to 100 people. How much with that due inferential knowledge and how much to put into the present moment. So to put into the present moment, mindfulness itself is not enough. You have to have clear comprehension. Sati sampajanya. So beforehand you must have fairly good mindfulness. And you have to understand that mindfulness to flourish, it must be always have that sampajanya, wisdom factor. But unlucky enough, I don't know whether the word unlucky is good, many people not go to the mindfulness with the wisdom side, they go to the compassion side. They are the, you completely get mixed up. That compassion in that sense is lack of wisdom. And Buddhism, Theravada, unlucky enough, taken the wrong track, taken the majority of people to the compassion, and ultimately it is paralyzing. The wisdom become paralyzed. And when the wisdom become forefront, appear like rebellion, appear like radical. So therefore they wanted to preserve the Buddhism, Buddhism. But ultimately they are divulging the Buddha Dharma. They are the mindfulness going to the wisdom side. I may be biased, but I would say that is what I call vipassana, inside meditation. Many people have 1001 arguments to the compassion, so I am not going to argue with them. They are doing lot of business, lot of activities, but ultimately turning back to the same zero point again. But if you take the wisdom, it's so much of striving. I mean, it is not the mental, physical energy. Mental energy, you have to go. To go in there, don't look here and there. Don't expect a companion. It will never happen. Yeah, everyone will be dropped. So appear like a failure. So that is the sign of success. So that is the point where you can see how much you can use your failure as a catalytic effect, as a reinforcement, boost dose. So that is what I call the personality. So therefore this part is, I doubt whether Western psychology can understand that kind of a thing in hundreds of years, because they are turning again back again and again to the Kamaloka. So therefore, that does not prevent for the individual to clear the path, frictional, least frictional path, the comfort zone. And that is the most hilarious, most adventurous thing. It is happening. It is happening for the moment, happening in a faster rate than what I expected. So I am very happy. Some people have a one-man army to fight the battle of this global warming, of this corruption, and mindful village, the global mindful village. But even if the majority are not supporting, don't worry. There's nothing to worry, because you are striving. So that's miraculous.
Yeah, there's a question or comment coming from our side, Swami Nahansa.
Avasarai Swami Nahansa. For a lay practitioner of meditation, so let's say someone is doing walking meditation, at the basic level, even to understand or to kind of comprehend nama rupa, it's a very fine process that happens very quickly. And let's say the progression for that person, so let's say the starting point is the bodily contact. And then now still there is a lot left, like your visual perception, nama rupa experience, then from your hearing and so on. Now let's say that person, the progression, when he takes that meditation into real life, that means even just to understand the bodily perception in real life, his general mannerisms, behavior has to slow down to an unacceptable level
that is required by normal society standards, or is it, or does it happen that through practice it kind of the understanding pervades the whole experience, or how does that progress? If I can get some explanation.
To give my view, that starting with the popular or social aspect, and slowly you must cut off from that and go to your individual practice. So that is how vipassana is being explained. But again and again, going to the social aspect is samatha way. So therefore, you have to select throughout the vipassana. Satya is there, mindfulness is there. As you have the choice to go to the vipassana way or samatha way.
And add to my comment, Swaminasa, now sometimes we popularize the concept called SMS, slowly, mindfully, silently. So his question has a little relationship with that, where we sometimes encourage or you act little slowly, not with any hurry. So you try to establish mindfulness in each daily activity. So then once they used to that, then they can't quickly switch to the other typical social activities where they need certain amount of urgency, certain amount of quickness. So then how we are going to match these two? So where we are encouraging slowly, mindfully, silently, and on the other hand, the society requires certain quickness, certain hurry in the all activities. So actually what I thought was, it is not that we are trying to slow down each and every activity and trying and asking them to do a kind of a slow motion practice. Rather, slowly here, I feel it is emphasizing that the mind has to, without encouraging any kind of multitasking and putting so many things into it, rather streamline its attention to the particular activity, so that fair amount of emphasis is given to what is in your hand, so that you are not being cluttered in your mind. Rather, mind becomes fairly streamlined, so your attention is there onto a particular task, so that you are able to maintain fair amount of mindfulness without being having a kind of a monkey mind. So I feel there's a certain aspect of that when we are talking slowly. It has connected with the mindfully part as well, silently part as well. So the slowly part emphasizing, okay, you abandon all the unnecessary things and maintain certain kind of a restrainment in the practice. And mindfully, you establish the mindfulness onto that particular task, selected task, and silently, so you abandon all inner chatter and all other things, your own talking, etc., and pay attention to what is in your hand. So then if we are developing such kind of a practice, probably you can take the same thing to the daily activities as you are connecting with the society. But maybe we can't go to the such precision, say full comprehensive understanding of each and every little detail, but we can understand certain salient points what we are going through in the typical day-to-day activities. So this is that rush we can abandon. So typically we do certain things in a rush. That's
and
the
then
correct
eventually
word,
as the practice moves ahead and we want to kind of comprehend nama rupa interrelationship further, that means we slowly have to kind of move in the other direction and slow down our activities. And
rather than slowing down, so this is a kind of a question sometimes yogi ask. So Bhante, so when I'm returning back, so how I can get into a bus
in
a
slowing down
of
the mind.
They think, they interpret like we are trying to advocate, okay, you slow down your activity. So when you are going to get onto a bus, so you are going slowly and then get into the others while the old others are waiting for you. So then you are slowly doing it. So then it is going against the typical, facility or norm of the others. So then they will complain, okay, why this guy is slowing down the whole thing? We are waiting so long. He's doing slowly, mindfully, silently. So then it become a ridicule. So rather than that, as you also mentioned, so if we are able to abandon the rush, abandon the hurry, unnecessary hurry that we sometimes entertain, and keep the mind little quiet and streamlined to a selected process, then we can handle it even very quickly. say while not only while walking, while running also you can establish mindfulness, isn't it? I mean, now running, if we say running also a task, in the running process also you can establish mindfulness. It is not that you have to slow down and you need to stop and running and then you have to walk. That also have to do a slow walk, then only you can establish mindfulness. Rather, while walking, while running, still you can have to be able to establish mindfulness. Lokasayana answer, you have any comments? And Vimala Buddhibanthe also, yeah? Yeah,
yeah, that if you ask Venerable Dhamma Sagara,
yeah,
he would say, when you put a mind wave starter, it takes 4 waves, alpha, beta, theta, gamma, and soon you close your eyes, beta nuisance will be stopping, and the behavior of the theta sometimes get activated, sometimes it calm down. So therefore Wikipedia give different commentaries why this, somewhere while meditating your some activities become very calm down, some theta functions are full activity, and it is irrational. So we usually says the calming down is samatha, the activity impasse is part is vipassana, and again it changes. So therefore mixing of samatha vipassana also can happen. So therefore bodily activity fast and slow is one thing, and the Kahneman has written a book Thinking Fast and Slow, and sometimes it says power of thinking without thinking. So there are billions of things can happen quickly. It's very fast, but ultimately contributing to your spiritual life very, very in a profound way. So therefore, this fast and multitasking and single task, or fast action and slow action, and the quick wit of the mind, it's called the gist, called gis, or duo tuo, or something like that in the wo. So the general is looking at the war picture, he's not in the battlefield, and he take a quick decision, and that decision decides the whole war. So that is partly explained in our agricultural arena, because the climate is changing, fertilizer is changing, and pest attack is happening, labor shortage happening, all the kind of things. So much of variables. So finding the least frictional path or the comfort zone is just like a warfare. So there you have to be have the broad spectrum, but your decision is very on the very thin, very slice, very tiny thing, and that decides. So the fast and slow story is losing its value. So when you are meditating, so many people take hours, but you get a quick answer. So you go to only that. It is not fast. Other people are doing still the trial and error. You can see far away. So that is the call that samahito bhikkave yata bhutam janati passati. When the mind is calm, this quick wit can happen. So that is not that you can't explain two terms with the slow and fast. And that is being explained in the EEG test also. Some people have that quick wit mind very fast. Others, while others are thinking in this linear system, he can just predict what is going to happen. So then he just go in a bird's flying way, not in the reptilian way. So therefore, very difficult for the non-meditators, very difficult for the theoreticians, very difficult for linear system. But that does not indicate it is not involved linear system. Yes, linear system is there. So therefore, mind is developing in two ways. Sometimes calm down to see everything, the system approach. And then once selected, just shoot. So they are this result-oriented or sharpness in the efficiency, very difficult to explain in two terms, short the quick and slow. So slowly, mindfully, silence is general. Indication, heen sare loku sare hai, that is in Sinhala proverbs. So therefore, before attack, the wild animals are taking very slow action. specifically the cat family. That does not indicate they are frightened. And the serpents also the same. The tarantula also the same. If you disturb, they get tugging. But immediately it's jumping. And before that, it appears like it is slowing down. No, it's a gathering of momentum. And then just like a caterpillar effect. So therefore, this thing so far explained based on the bodily action. But when you are related it to the mind action, you have to think in a revolutionary way.
Thank you, Saminas. I think that's pretty good. Because we in the practice, if we are expecting slowing down of the mind, so I mean it can have different viewpoints. So probably we can think of, okay, you are slowing down the mind activity and you become dumb or zombie-like. But that is not the approach that we encourage, but rather mind become very, very active, but maybe active but calm. So that's
not action.
Not
in action.
Not in action, but still very, 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 very diligent. You are not in a dump or any kind of a zombie or...
That is what Ditti Ditta Matang, Vinyata Vinyata Matang. You know the answer, but no one is rushing to give it.
Exactly.
You just wait. So, happy like calm. But the other people become very active, ultimately end up with a failure. But that particular person who has seen far away, he knew it from the beginning, but he is not rushing.
Rushing and he is still maintaining very sharp attentiveness.
Yeah.
So that's very interesting. I mean, so we think from a theoretical point of view, then how one can have a calmness with such a attentive, sharp, active type of a mind. So that is the beauty of the Vipassana, where your mind become very calm, very quiet, still active and very sharp. So
that's very difficult to explain with the relation, the linear relationship.
Anyway.
They are power of thinking without thinking. The Michael Gladwell's book, The Blink. It's just a blink.
Right.
And that's why the Elon Musk, utterly mad. He's having the irrational kind of thinking. And that is how Isaac Newton found his the gravitational force. So likewise, you have to be prepared. You have to choicelessly be aware of that.
We have some few more minutes, Swami Nahansa. You have anything?
Yeah.
There's a little contribution coming from Dhammosada.
Asai Swami Nahansa, I just wanted to reiterate the gentleman's point that, yes, I do feel that slowly, mindfully, silently is meant for the yogis to just start their practice. And when they implement this SMS slowly, mindfully, silently, at first, it may be necessary for them to move absolutely slowly, being mindful, and it is for that reason that they come to a place like this and not stay in society out there. Because when we are here, we all understand that we are here with a common goal to see things as they really are. So when you move slowly, mindfully, silently, practicing Vipassana, trying to be mindful 24/7, then this insights brought about by Vipassana, insight meditation, you start to see them clearly, and with some radical faith, you start to accept, I see. All mental and physical phenomena, they just arise and they pass away. So it is absolutely useless to grasp onto things, to hold onto things, and you just need to see this arising and passing away for just a few moments, and it is like you cannot unsee it. Now you understand that all mental and physical phenomena, they just arise and they pass away. And so now, even with this SMS, you can apply it to anything in life, such that you can move quickly, you can walk quickly, but without rushing. So you're doing things quickly, but you are not rushing, because this rushing, you realize it's just in the mind.
It's kind of agitation type of...
Oh, yes, yes. Having ambitions and goals to do things. But when you practice vipassana slowly and you see all things are just arising and passing away, independent of an I or a me, there's nothing that is mine. This is a message. It just becomes a mental thing. So now you're working, you become more active, you become proactive, but without the rushing.
Swami Nahansa, you have anything to add?
Yeah, it is Kalani Gangano Nitram Pahalagalano. Miyara Kano Nitram Uluvanano. Ketalapatano Nitram Udayateano. Atikitiano Nitram Jangijagan. We are in single poem. It says the river Kalani is flowing freely near Nisarnavane or in Avisavil areas. And some water buffaloes wallow in the water. And okay, they are completely underwater except the head. Occasionally shake the head to get rid of gadflies. But the Ketalapatano is a kind of a half water, half dry land crop. And it's growing into the water like a net. And that part is going up and down. The other part is well established on the ground. So there is 50% up and down. But the smallest tiny frogs called Atikitiano, they are completely in water, always swimming and always crying. Jenga, 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 jenga. That is because it's always in the water. So it is maybe slow flow in the near the bank, but anyway the sound. So this is the way the world, the well-established people, they are very slow. They control the economy, they control the community, and they take very little changes by little movements. The majority are 50% moving, 50% established. But those who have no establishment, I mean no samadhi. Samahita, and then always fighting, always shouting. So we have to think evolution from shouting to the establishment, and that is how within 7 years in Satipatthana the mind is becoming calm and become profound and active, but that action is not physical. So therefore it's a kind of a evolution as the personality increases, as the skeleton grows, you are not beating on bush. You know where to touch. And you do it, not in a rush, because you know, you have done 1001 times, maybe with trial and error. Now, keep the finger, that is how the people with develop mind becoming calm down, but doing such a mass task by a simple action. So that is how it is growing. We are witnessing for the moment the same thing, society at large as well as within ourselves.
Thank you very much, Swami Nahansa, with that interesting comment and the interesting poem. Actually, we have reached the end of the time, Swami Nahansa. Time up for the Pindapatha. Shall we wind up the session?
Yes, please.
Yeah, so today also we have able to gather here, and I invite Venerable Dhammosada to conduct the formal sharing of merits.
Thank you, Swami Nahansa. May all our relatives and all deities share in the merits produced by today's teaching. May all celestial beings protect the Dhamma exposition and the dispensation of the Buddha for a long time. And may the seeds of the Dhamma that we have received today grow, producing path, fruition, and Nibbana. Now let us recite the traditional Pali verses for the sharing of merits.